Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and you can go to durangobusiness.org. Check out all the things that we have coming up, including from business after hours, lunch and learns, and we have our tech series coming up, which is April 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd, four-part series. So you can go to durangobusiness.org and sign up and check out all the breakout sessions. Here's Andy from Ignited Imagery. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. How are you?
Well, I am just fantastic. Thanks for taking the time to come in.
No, thanks for having me. This is going to be fun.
Absolutely. So, Ignited Imagery, what do you do exactly?
Well, we rebranded last year in 2019 from kind of doing everything to now just doing commercial photography and video.
Oh, very cool. So if somebody's looking for whether it's a 30-second video, YouTube video, any kind of video or photography, you're the one to go to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have several different products working on real estate photography, headshots, office photos, capturing your big projects,
sure,
as well as in video, doing everything from the 10, 15 second video all the way up to a longer featured film that you want to show your future clients.
Oh, wow. So even, you know, I always think of the YouTube videos on the how-to, you know, you can find everything out there. But to me, one of the things that you can provide with Ignited Imagery is professional and, you know, not something that's shot from iPhone, so to speak.
Definitely not an iPhone.
Yeah. I mean, you and because you can script it, edit it, and put it together and then upload.
That's right. I work with several different professionals in town, folks that will help you script out what you want to say, help you with your voice and the words that you want to use. I even work with a comedian on occasion that'll help us find a funny way to get across to your future clients.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
What you do.
So not only is the video educational, it's entertaining.
I hope so. That's the product we're going for, is looking for something that is engaging and fun to watch instead of just, here's my product and I love it, so you should too.
I'm Jack Llewellyn. Please join the Chamber of Commerce. You have something that's going to catch their attention.
Right.
Absolutely. That is so cool. You know, I don't know if you know this about me. I used to work in television way back in the day. The CBS affiliate here, so probably 20-some years ago. And I remember having the big old Ikigami camera with the big old umbilical cord that ran to the deck, and we called the boat anchor. And you'd have to lug all that equipment around. And now the technology has come so far.
It's amazing.
It is.
I mean, I've heard their Lady Gaga maybe even produced a film recently with an
she
iPhone
did her,
11.
Her recent video, it was all shot on an i11. Yeah,
right. So there's some amazing technology out there.
Right now, do you sit down with your client and, you know, have that discussion, that initial discussion, to find out kind of what they're wanting to get across in their video, and then really guide them through the process?
Absolutely. There's a process. Quite a bit goes into the work prior to even turning the camera on. We try to decide, is there going to be sound? Well, we need to bring light. Is it indoors, outdoors? What do we want to do? Who's your target market? How do we get to that person? What platforms are we going to put this? Will it be a short video and a longer one? What's the goal?
Yeah, and then you do the old, I remember doing storyboards.
Right.
You know, kind of putting that together and saying the shot list, and they're going to have actors in it or not actors.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yes.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it this is my fifth year in business.
Uh-huh.
Full time.
What do you love about it?
Oh, boy.
besides radio interviews, of course.
Right. You
know, yeah.
What I love about it is that I get to learn about your business. I get to learn about all different kinds of things, people, figuring out how it works, what they're doing, and come up with a creative solution.
Yeah. What is what's the most fun? I can put you on the spot here. Video that you've produced. I mean, what are some of the ones that if somebody saw it, they would go, oh, that's something that I produced.
One of the funnest videos that I produced was last year for Mana Soup Kitchen. Uh-huh. We produced a farm to table video.
Oh, very cool.
That helped them, and then the video was shown several different fundraisers throughout the year. We're about to film our second one in a series of several.
Uh-huh.
We're going to try and feature each one of their programs with each video, so it will be targeted towards the community and letting them know who qualifies to use which programs.
Oh, very nice.
I think a lot of people don't understand how Mana works, and they think that you have to be homeless in order to qualify, or that you'll be embarrassed and asked to prove that you're food insecure. And that's not the case at all.
No, they open their doors to anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyone can come and check out their services. And also, one of the videos will be on how you can help them by donating your time, your extra clothing and food, or funding.
Right. And I've always, through Leadership La Plata, we had one of our meetings at Mana, and we ate there and interacted with others that were there. And I know people that will go up there and just sit down with those that maybe are labeling less fortunate, but sitting down with them and just talking to them and learning their story instead of just stereotyping and being judgmental.
Best cookies in town.
Yeah, they do have the best cookies in town.
Yeah.
We always stop by, I'll give First Southwest a shout out on Fridays. We mm-hmm. go in there and be like, oh, we got to make a deposit today. Oh, look at that. There's a cookie.
Right.
They are the best. They are so good. Now, along that line, you also have done some work, as I understand, with Dancing with the Stars as well as Durango Voice.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, my company was asked to film the Durango Voice last year. We're back again this year filming, mm-hmm. and we were asked to come and film the Durango Dancing with the Stars. So fun to be part of these really interesting fundraisers that involve the community
right.
in so many different ways.
Yeah, and I've they keep asking me to do Dancing with the Stars. They've approached me many, many, many times. Like, can I dance with a walker? that's about how I feel with my bad knees and hips and whatever, And they're, oh, we'll come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Durango does have talent, that's for sure.
Oh, it's amazing.
I'm always amazed.
Yeah.
The first time I filmed, I was really shocked.
Yeah.
How talented some people are in Durango.
Which one did you film first? What was your first one?
The first one I filmed was the Durango Voice in 2019.
Okay.
We filmed that in February, the first part,
uh-huh.
and then again later in March. Yeah. This year, we've got a little bit different time. We've already filmed the first segment of the Durango Voice. The judges have selected their three students each.
Uh-huh.
Now the next part is we'll be going out on location with each judge and each student, filming little excerpts, putting those pieces together along with a little shot from their first performance.
Uh-huh.
Then we'll show that in April. I believe it's April 25th the next one. And we'll show a little 30-second clip of them working with their judge and how their first performance went prior to their second performance.
Oh, so you'll get to see that. And then is there somewhere with Ignited Imagery that we can see the videos that you've shot?
You can see some of the videos on my website, ignitedimagery.com.
Okay.
Also, you can view some of them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Mana Soup Kitchen has the videos featured there. The Derailers will have it, I believe.
Sure.
It'll also be on Ignited Imagery Facebook.
Now, what is something that people should think of if they're considering hiring and they want a professionally produced video? What are some things they need to be aware of and think about?
I think some of the clients that do the best are the ones that have already practiced a little bit with their own cell phone.
Okay.
They figured out their little nervous clicks and twitches and
sure.
funny things that they say or do and angry face on and not look so friendly. And,
well, and
just kind of
say,
practice
everything's
that.
Amplified.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oftentimes, if people haven't done that kind of practice, they'll film with me and they're like, oh my gosh.
You yeah.
know, that's what I look like when I say that. You know, they're really self-conscious.
Right.
However, if you've spent a little bit of time working on producing your own little films with your phone, you get a little bit of a sense of how you sound and the pace in which you speak and
right.
things that you like and things that you don't like.
You know, Jeff Walker, who's a local person who wrote the book Launch and the Launch Formula, and he does a lot of, you can go to Facebook, and he talked about that, how it just took him a while to get comfortable in front of the camera. And that's a great idea to just set the camera up, you know, hit record. Nobody's watching. Nobody's going to see it. You're going to be your own biggest critic.
Right.
And then just see what you do.
Then you can show it to your friends, and if your friends have some criticisms, you can either take it or not.
Sure.
You know, of course. But I think that helps streamline the process a
yeah.
great deal.
Well, and one thing I always told people is they also don't have to be in front of the camera the whole time. It's always, you could do, hi, I'm Jack Llewellyn with the Durango Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the chamber. And then cut to a voiceover
exactly.
where you record it. And you don't have to be back in front of the camera, so you're not as intimidated. You just kind of do the intro, the outro, as we call it, mm-hmm. and then fill the donut, so to speak.
Exactly, and just run it over with some B-roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And B-roll absolutely. Being?
B-roll being not the A-roll. the B-roll is capturing you in action.
Oh, it's the cutaway shots.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the actual doing stuff where you're not talking in front of camera or showing product, opening up
in
something.
Use.
And yeah. Well,
yes, exactly.
Huh. They still call it B-roll. That's good to know.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody's interested, what is the best way to reach out to you?
The best way would be to give me a call.
Yeah.
Or shoot me an email. You can find all my contact information on ignitedimagery.com.
Uh-huh.
Or you could send me an email at ignitedimagery@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or give me a call. My phone number's on my website. Should be on my Facebook site also.
Okay, Ignited Imagery. If you're thinking of producing or putting something together and want a video, all that fun stuff, yeah, give you a shout. And will you, do you do like, I'm doing the quotation marks here, the free consultation, sit down with someone for a half hour and just see if it's something that is a good fit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's completely free of charge. I'll even come out on site, take a look at what you're considering producing and see what it looks like, and I'll give you a yes or no whether I can do what
sure.
what your vision is.
And I would assume too, kind of a breakdown of a ballpark figure as far as what it might cost the person to invest in a video.
I think that's tricky to give on off the cuff, really,
right.
because there have been times when I've given a quote, and then the next thing I know, I'm in hip waders in the middle of the river or
sure.
something crazy.
So, well, and it's funny when how you say that, because I know that's we always, when I worked in television, it was one of those things people would say, oh, well, how come I can't have a commercial that looks like that Coors commercial or something? I said, well, we can do that.
Yeah.
You have a $100,000 budget.
Exactly.
You know, we're looking at, you know, a lot less budget, and, you know, and we can produce something. And
within your budget, absolutely.
Yeah, and you can work
definitely
within.
Definitely very reasonable and very competitive
uh-huh.
with my folks in town.
Yeah, so one more time, your website?
IgnitedImagery.com
uh-huh.
or IgnitedImagery@gmail.com.
Awesome. So real quick, what do you like about being a chamber member?
I love the Durango Chamber. The first year I didn't really participate as mm-hmm. much. I wasn't taking full advantage of my membership. And
yeah.
this year I started looking into it. What can I get
yeah.
the best bang for my buck? And this was actually one of the perks, was getting
right.
to come and chat with you.
Be on the radio.
On a Monday morning.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being a member, and thanks for taking the time to come in.
Thanks, Jack.
You betcha. We'll have to send it back to the studios. And again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat. And check out ignitedimagery.com, Ignited Imagery on Facebook and all the social media platforms. All right, you got to get back to work now.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you for coming in. Have a great day. And again, you're listening to Chamber Chat.